Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bobby Hughes. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brad Woodall. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brad Woodall. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Womack. Batting second. The center fielder, Adrian Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Young. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Guillen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Freddy Garcia. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Emil Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Abraham Nunez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Francisco Cordova. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Francisco Cordova. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Loretta. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Loretta steals second. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nunez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Womack takes first base on ball four. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Womack moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Womack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia strikes out. two outs. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Woodall hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom takes first base on ball four. Jenkins moves to second. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nunez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jenkins moves to third. Grissom moves to second. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Jenkins scores. Grissom moves to third. Loretta moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Gielen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grissom tags and scores. Loretta tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Abraham Nunez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nunez hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Womack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Womack hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Cirillo, and into shallow left field. Womack reaches second base with a double. Cordova moves to third. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nunez misplays the ball. That's an error on Nunez. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Loretta hits a line drive beyond short. Nunez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Nilsson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Nunez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hughes throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Woodall fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Woodall. Guillen moves to second. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Abraham Nunez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nunez is 0-for-1 in the game. Nunez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Polkovich now playing shortstop. Sean Lawrence now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kevin Polkovich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Polkovich hits a line drive off the glove of Cirillo, and into shallow left field. Polkovich reaches second base with a double. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Womack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Womack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Polkovich moves to third. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Polkovich scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Brewers. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards third. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall strikes out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. One out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laker pinch hits for Sean Lawrence. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Laker takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Polkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Polkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Polkovich hits a line drive beyond third. Cirillo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Laker moves to second. Tony Womack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Womack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Womack hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Javier Martinez now pitching. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bronswell Patrick now pitching. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a pop-up beyond first. Nilsson can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Brown moves to third. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Brewers. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kendall moves to second. Chad Fox now pitching. Freddy Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Brown reaches second base with a double. Kendall scores. Guillen scores. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Brewers. Turner Ward pinch hits for Javier Martinez. Mike Myers now pitching. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Polkovich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Polkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Williams now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Womack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Womack strikes out. One out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mike Matheny now catching. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown bunts towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. There goes Brown. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Kendall. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Kendall scores. It's 8-7, Pirates. Freddy Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Lowassel now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowassel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Jackson pinch runs for Bob Hamilton. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grissom strikes out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Loretta is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Loretta strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.